Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1986. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Minimizing Daytime Eating Without Sacrificing Fat Loss and Energy. I went through a consultation with somebody new this week, and this concept in general came up. They are struggling to lose body fat. They're struggling with poor daily energy. That's leading to a lot of intense cravings and just general unhappiness because they're not feeling like they're living their best life. But they have a highly demanding job, which leads them to feel that they don't have a lot of time to eat during the day. So what happens is they'll typically wake up pretty crazy morning, got family obligations, got to get stuff ready. So they wake up, there's not a lot of time in the morning. On good days, they'll have coffee with MCT oil, which is an oil that blends well into coffee and gives you a little bit of calories to get going. They'll have that on good days. Some days they have a tea. Some days they'll have maybe a quick little bite, whatever's around the house. But it's usually a little bit of a hodgepodge of stuff. And then they get out the door. Then at work, they'll have minimal food because they're super busy. They don't feel like they have a lot of healthy options at work. And like I said, they're busy, so they don't have time to even sit sometimes. So it's just chaos. Then at the end of the day, they'll get a small little meal right after work. Then they have dinner. Now, the trouble is that's leading them to eat the majority of their calories after they've been busy for the majority of the day. Say we're busy all day. They were outputting caloric demand, but they weren't bringing in calories. And then at the end of the day, they eat a lot of calories. And when they don't need them. So the body is taking some of the calories when they eat at night, saving that as body fat to cover the energy expenditure the next day. Now, it will do that, and unless our calories are extremely controlled in nighttime, it will save any excess that we might be having. In order for that type of structure to work, and you could call that intermittent fasting. That is actually a structure that people do use. But in order for it to work and for us to properly control body weight, the amount of calories we have at night has to be very predictable. It has to be very controlled. And has to be, in a sense, precise, meaning that we have enough carbs and fats balanced with protein, making sure the digestion rate of it is in mind. We would like to have a slower digesting absorption rather than faster digesting food choices. But it has to be known, it has to be controlled, because if you have any excess in that evening window of eating, your body will save that excess as body fat. What our body does is if we're eating after we've been super busy, the body will take any excess at that time and store it as body fat to cover for when you were busy, because it says that was super stressful, I didn't get the energy I needed, now all of a sudden I'm getting more than I need, let me save some of the more than I need right now to cover if I ever have that moment again where I had to be outputting energy but I didn't have it coming in. So in a sense, whatever we eat at night, our body saves the excess to cover the next day. If we have excess above what the body actually really needs to cover the next day, it'll still store the extra. I use this as an equation where if you're spending $4,000 a month and you only make $4,000, you're right on the edge. All of a sudden, you get a job pay raise, you make $4,500. Well, you're probably not going to, hopefully not, gosh, I hope not, that your expenditures go up to $4,500. Hopefully you start saving that extra $500 for a rainy day and for months when maybe there's some extra expenses here or there. You would save the excess because you're so close to barely making it that once you get a little excess, it becomes really important and you want to save that. You want to protect that. Body does the same thing with extra calories. Is if it has barely enough to cover the energy demand and the deficits, but you give it a little bit extra, it'll save that little bit extra as body fat. So what's happening for her is the calories that she's consuming at night aren't controlled enough, meaning some days she still has too little, some days she has too much. So on the day she has too much, she's accruing body fat, adding body fat. On the day she has too little, what it's starting to lead to is she has very intense cravings. So the intense cravings are leading to her eating junk food during the day at work. If there's a box of donuts sitting around because somebody brought them in, she'll eat a donut or two. If there are some candies sitting around, she'll eat some candies. She'll eat some excess. And then if she does or doesn't do that at work, when she gets home after work, rather than eating a small meal that would be a healthy alternative, healthy foods, she has an entire chocolate bar or a whole bunch of junk food, like a bag of chips. So what's happening is the days that she's under eating at dinner, it's causing her body to send the signal that says, hey, we are chronically low and we need help. You have got to eat. And that comes as intense cravings. We tend to eat junk food when we have cravings because the body doesn't want to have to do the work of processing more complex foods. So it likes fast, pre-digested, processed, kind of quick, easy digesting foods, which is mostly going to be sugars and candies and carbs and things that just digest super fast. The body doesn't have to put a lot of work into. So this is what she's struggling with. She is trying to lose weight. She has poor daily energy, tons of cravings. What can she do? One option would be is to, at dinner, start to control what she has and say, hey, you're going to need this many calories, this many grams of protein, and you need to stay in this window all the time. That's an option. The downside of that option is it makes it very regimented to have dinner, when often dinner is, if you have a family or a significant other, it's going to be hard for them to have to follow your parameters. And then it would be hard for you to cook multiple meals or separated meals. For example, say you're having pasta with meat sauce, you might have to cook your pasta separate from the meat sauce so that way you can have pasta with maybe a lighter calorie option for a dressing, whereas the family might have the pasta with the meat sauce. And maybe they even have garlic bread, but you're not allowed to have the garlic bread because it puts you over on calories. So now all of a sudden you're eating plain pasta. They're eating pasta with meat sauce and garlic bread. And you're like, dang, this kind of stinks because that smells good. Looks great. So it can be done, but it's very challenging and it has its own emotional issues, like challenges and struggles and social issues and struggles. What happens if you want to go out to eat as a family? What happens if you want to meet some friends for dinner? It's a little more challenging to make the dinner say, hey, it has to be within these precise parameters all of the time. Otherwise, I have a bad day. It doesn't have a productive day. I am going to return to having the cravings or I'll gain body fat. My body is always sensitive to dinner having to be perfect. That's a lot of pressure. But it is an option that some people use. The option that I suggested for this client and what I would suggest for others is to have more calorically dense breakfast. So have some more calories at the beginning of the day, and I'm going to give you some examples of what I gave the client. But that doesn't mean we have to eat a lot of food. It doesn't even mean you have to spend a lot of time doing it. There are quick and easy options. But if we start the day with more calories, and then we have a pre-planned quick midday kind of snack, then we have those ahead of the day. So I have a ton of calories coming in before I'm super active. Now all of a sudden, instead of operating the entire day in a deficit, I operate part of the day burning off breakfast and then some of the day in a deficit. That helps us create fat loss, but not at such an intense deficit that we have the cravings. If I start the day with more calories than I need, and then I slowly burn off those calories, I will have way less cravings, but I'll still have the fat loss that I need. So we want to start the day with a lot of calories, and then as we use calories, we slowly put in enough to kind of trickle on throughout the day. An example I gave her, and what I would like others to think of, is it's kind of like we fill up the gas tank of a car before a trip. So my wife and I, we drive one time a month from South Carolina down to Miami because my wife is attending Kellogg Executive MBA program, which is pretty badass. It's a huge honor to be a part of that, and I'm very excited for her. So we drive down because we both want to go. That's one of the benefits of my job having being remote is I can go with her and we can share that time together, which I love. So we'll drive down. That drive takes more than a full gas tank to get there. It might take 2.5 gas tanks to get there. We can think of this as a whole day is going to take more than one meal to get through. Now, we're structuring it that way. I know some people will say, well, I'm just going to eat one large meal a day in the evenings. Like we said, that's possible, but it makes the evenings super restrictive. So it's a little bit of a challenge for a lot of people. But if I eat breakfast, what I'm looking to do later in the day is when breakfast runs out. So if I'm on a drive and I would say, oh, okay, my gas tank ran out. I'm out of gas. Like, hopefully not fully. You're like maybe a quarter tank and now you're like, got to go to the gas station. So when you're at a quarter tank, what you would say is I'm going to fill up my gas. Now, we typically, when we drive to a place, I like to reach Miami with a full gas tank as much as possible. So right when we're starting our trip back home, we're not in an immediate panic to find a gas station. So when I drive to get like to Miami, I'm going to fill up the gas before we go. I'm going to drive till the tank's almost empty, fill it up, drive till it's almost empty, and then fill it up again. So when we get to Miami, I have at least half a tank to start us on our next trip. What I was telling the client was, when we think about it as a daytime and thinking about meals, is I want to start the day with a full gas tank. I want to put some gas in my gas tank so that way I can start a long drive. We want to get some calories in at the beginning of the day so we can start the long day. We have the energy, we have the fuel, we have what we need to go throughout the day. Then as the gas tank becomes maybe a quarter full, we don't need to necessarily fill it all the way back up. If I want to promote a lean body composition and or actual fat loss, instead of going from a quarter tank to a full tank, maybe I go from a quarter tank to a three-quarter tank. So I'm still in a little bit of a deficit. And then I have enough energy just to get me to dinner. Then at dinner, maybe I only eat to a half tank. And then by the time I go to bed, the gas tank is damn near empty. And then that's going to help me lose fat overnight. So what we're looking to do during the day is we want to start the day with a full gas tank and then monitor the gas tank throughout the day, eating just what we need to not go empty and crash with no energy, but we don't need to be full all day and not losing body fat or actually accruing body fat. We want to stay somewhere between. You don't want to go actually down to a quarter of a tank in regards to like caloric usage and whatnot. But in the theory of the gas tank thing, we would be staying between a quarter of a tank and three quarter of a tank. What that means is when I feel myself starting to get low, I would eat some food. But I only need to eat enough to get me to the next time I would eat. So if she's going to eat at 7 in the morning, have a large calorically dense breakfast, and I'll explain what that means, is it doesn't actually be a lot of volume of food. You can actually have a calorically dense breakfast at a small breakfast. So she's going to have a calorically dense breakfast. Then midday, we're just going to pepper in a little bit of calories to give her enough energy to get to the end of the workday. Then at the end of the workday, she's going to get home. Maybe we give her enough calories at work so it gets her to dinner. Then she has a good, enjoyable dinner. That gets her enough calories through the evening and then also through the nighttime. She has enough protein in her system. She has enough calories in her system to be building new muscle tissue and making the adaptations she wants from the exercise and training that she's doing. So we want her going to bed with some fuel in the gas tank because while we sleep, the body builds muscle and it does work. But we don't want it to go into bed. We don't need to go to bed with a full gas tank. We're not going to use that much overnight. The idea of what we're looking for is to start the day with more calories. And then throughout the day, we just monitor how many calories we need and we put in just enough to get to the next meal. Her example is we talked about a couple food options for her. I'm just going to give you one of the options we talked about for each meal so that way it keeps it more concise. But the breakfast, we're going to do a shake. We're going to do almond milk, Greek yogurt, peanut butter, and a scoop of protein powder. And when you blend that all together, it actually does taste pretty good. You can do variations of this to create different flavors, but this would be a base of it, is almond milk, Greek yogurt, peanut butter, and protein powder. What that does is, the almond milk, we have about 12 ounces, 60 calories. It's only 1 gram of protein. And then Greek yogurt, we would do 1.5 cups. That's 5% Greek yogurt, 5% fat. 1.5 cups, 320 calories, 30 grams of protein. 2 tablespoons of peanut butter is 190 calories, 8 grams of protein. You don't need to know these numbers. I'm going to sum it up in here in a second. Protein powder, 1 scoop, 120 calories, 25 grams of protein. That gives her around a 700-calorie breakfast with 65 grams of protein. She can put all that together and put it in a blender in 3 minutes. And I've timed these things, actually, so I know how long it takes. You can do that in 3 minutes. And then she has a 12-minute commute to work. She can start drinking that shake while she's getting the last few things ready for work. She can drink the shake while on the way to work. She can drink the rest of the shake while she's walking up, you know, using the elevator and getting into the building and doing what she's got to do. But she can get that shake drank, made in 3 minutes, and drank in the 12 to 15 minutes it would take her to go from her house and be in her office at work. But 700 calories with 65 grams of protein is one hell of a great way to start the day. But it's not overly full. It's not a normal, it's a normal shaker cup, like I don't know what these are called. I'm actually staring at one. Blender bottles. One of those like shaker bottles. Let's see how many ounces this thing actually holds. So the one I have would hold, looks like about 24 ounces. So it goes up to 22, but there's a space above that. So it holds 24 ounces. And the shake she's going to make would be less than that. So she's going to be able to consume that easily in 15 minutes. Probably need to maybe go pee, you know, an hour or two later. But the carbohydrates, and we would modify carbohydrates, for example. We could put in some dried oats, and that would actually slow down when she'd have to pee. So you can actually time out like bathroom breaks based on carbohydrate content of foods. So there's fun little details there. But that shake would give her 700 calories, 65 grams of protein, great start to the day. In the middle of the day, she's going to take with her from home these mixed nut packs. You can buy pre-individually packaged mixed nuts. She's going to take 2 packs. Each pack is 130 calories, is 4 grams of protein. So throughout the day, she'll sprinkle those in whenever she can. That gives her 260 calories at work with 8 grams of protein. Then for dinner, she likes to have, she likes lean meats more. So she's a big fan of chicken and fish. So if we have a lean meat, we're going to throw in some oils to add to the calories, add some fat grams, and add some calories without adding a lot of volume to the foods. That was one of the things she struggled with, was she couldn't eat a lot of food at one time. So we can do a lean meat with 2 tablespoons of oil, and then high fiber vegetables. And you can definitely throw in some carbs there. We talked about different carbs like sweet potatoes and quinoa and whatnot. But at dinner, she could look for somewhere between, say, 600 to 900 calories with around 40 grams of protein. That total day is going to be about 1,600 to 1,800 calories with at least 100 grams of protein in there. And that's going to give her a much better consistency to her day-to-day caloric intake, but it's also going to give her a better within each day timing of the calories and protein. So she starts the day with a good intake of calories and protein, and then as she operates throughout the day, she's going to monitor the deficit that the energy and activity creates and just stay in an appropriate caloric deficit, so she doesn't feel overly tanked and having no energy and then having the intense cravings. But she's not going to stuff herself at each meal all day. It's a big calorically dense meal at the beginning of the day. It doesn't have to be big in volume, just big in calories. So a calorically dense meal at the beginning of the day. Then she has those quick little snack packs that she has at work. And then she can have dinner. She can have a larger dinner, but the dinner has a 300-calorie window, which gives her a lot more variableness to what she would have. And our goal would be a minimum of 40 grams of protein, which, given the ability to get protein through other sources than just meats, like rice can have protein. Rice and beans, for example, would be a good thing to pair with the meat, and that would actually give more protein than just what the meat would have. So we would mix that kind of stuff in, and that's going to give her to the protein content that she needs for her body size and her activity level. But this would be an example of what I do with clients is they come to me telling me, I am not losing fat. I'm tired all day. I have crazy intense cravings. I'm just struggling with what to do. I'm so busy at work, I can't eat. That is a rough situation. That's a mentally and emotionally challenging place to find yourself in. So what we do then is we say, okay, well, in the morning, I know you're busy. So let's find you some calories so you can get in while being busy. In the daytime, we know that you're habitually going to be used to snacking, but then also typically you just need the snacks because you're going to need some energy when you're active. But let's plan some pre-made, easy snacks. She literally just has to grab the two pouches as she leaves. She could even put a box of those pouches at her job or in the car because nuts don't need to be refrigerated. So she can just have that in the car if she wants. She can scatter it about in different places, put a couple packets in her purse at all times. There's ways to do that. That's easy. We can definitely have that available. And then at dinner, it now allows her a large caloric window. She has many options that she can choose from, to where she can eat as part of the family and maybe just watch a little bit of portions, and maybe the family will add, you know, a dressing that she wouldn't add. Maybe they're going to add a full fat ranch dressing to something and she'll skip the ranch dressing, but she can still have the rest of the food, or she might have a fat-free ranch dressing, something like that. But this gives her a lot more variability to the dinner, a lot more leeway, where she can be part of the group, be socially interactive, not have to be so precise in the evenings. And then she's going to have much better energy during the day, and it's going to help her actually lose body fat, drop cravings, and just have better energy. So overall, definite improvement. So that's what we're looking to do is... the main adjustments when someone wants to eat less during the day because they're super active, but you still want to have good energy and you still want to have a lean physique, is to have higher calories at breakfast. You can have more nutrient-y dense, calorically dense foods. Doesn't mean you have to eat a lot of foods. You would want to have small snacks during the day, have them as pre-packaged and pre-made as possible so you can be more consistent with them, and then taper the calories down throughout the day. So that way you can end the day with kind of a quarter to half of a gas tank rather than stuffing yourself before bed, because that's what you feel like you need in order to survive the next day. So rather than being behind from the start, we want to get ahead of the day and control the deficit throughout the day. So hopefully that was interesting. Hopefully that was helpful. Gave you an idea of what to do. If you have any follow-up questions, you can always reach out to me on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. On the bottom of the homepage is a contact form. You can always send me any questions you have on there. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. The more people that know about the podcast, the more people can be helped from the podcast. If you like the podcast, you can consider donating to support, which you can do on our website. And then if you like the information that we share in the podcast, you can always find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.